Well, the memory getting worse and odd things that Maureen was doing, things that weren't normal, if you like, hiding things, putting things in different cupboards, different drawers, and come to look for things, and she were doing things that weren't her. It started getting worse and worse, so I thought, well, look, there's something not right. So we decided to go to doctors, and they said, well, sent us to hospital, and she had a scan, a brain scan, which showed up that there were dementia. And it then becomes a point system. They come to your house first, and Maureen has a quiz, if you like, questions. Can you do this? Can you do that? Will you draw that? What time is it? Where do you live? And they start on a point system. When we first started, it started off at about 18 points. We're now down to 10. It's dropped 3 points from 6 months ago, so it definitely is deteriorating. And things now that you can't risk it to do with cooking, hot pans, electrical tattle and stuff like that. It's just not wise to let them deal with it themselves. It's better to do it or stand there while they do it.
Maureen, tell me about what it's like to have Alzheimer's and how you feel about it, because about forgetting things. Tell me about the sort of things you forget.
I forget everything. I don't know. It's something. It don't bother me at all. No, I'm not bothered. But it just upsets me sometimes when if he shouts at me, it upsets me.
Where have you put the whatever?
Yes.
Where's the
Yes.
But I mean, apart from that, I'm all right. So just give him a clip, will you?
They're
not to shout at me no more.
They're in a world. They're in a world of their own. It's when my daughter comes, she says we're in mother's la la land. Whatever.
How do you feel about that, mother?
I think it's funny. I love her to bits.
She makes a joke of it, and we try not to dwell on it, because believe me, it gets you down. It really, really gets you down. If it weren't for this place, I don't know where we'd go. But you have days where you go and nothing happens, it's okay. And then another day, a bad day, really, really bad day.
Describe a bad day, what it entails.
Well, when she gets up, she don't know what time it is, she don't know what day it is, she don't know where she is, or what she's doing, whether she should get dressed, get undressed. It's just like walking from sunshine, driving from sunshine, if you like, into fog. Very frustrating.
Are you recognising this, Maureen?
Yeah, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I wouldn't. I mean, I look after my mother as well. She's 90 some.
This is what we have. A mother lives with us, but she's been dead 5 or 6 years now, and all sorts of people in the house
who are no longer around.
You get that, and it takes some convincing that they're not, so you don't, you just go along. Where's my mother? Oh, she's gone to bed for afternoon. Oh, right. And that's accepted. And if we go out, are we taking me? No, she don't want to go today. Oh, okay. And
I feel sorry for him because I know I'm a nuisance. I'll admit to that sometimes. But I feel sorry for Raymond, and I feel sorry for my mum as well. But I still look after him.